Officer Dave in the house. So climb right up on that $2 microphone. Let me shake your hand there, sir. You're a big fella. You could be like a bouncer somewhere or a cop. Oh yeah, you are a cop. get right up on that mic.
I should have rented like a Stroman's truck.
Yeah.
That way you could just put the flashes on and
nice.
Sit there for 4 hours.
Yeah, you can park anywhere you want.
Yeah, that'll bring a police car.
Sure. So what's it like being a cop in the fine borough of Westchester?
I love it. Can I throw out a disclaimer here?
Oh, please.
All right. I'm strictly here for entertainment value and public awareness, which I think this is a good little stunt you're doing.
So, oh, sure.
Just give people an idea what they're at. So I don't want to answer. I mean, if you don't mind, I'll comment on anything or yuck it up a little bit.
Sure.
Just to make it more interesting because you're kind of slow with your responses and so forth.
Sure.
but I don't want to answer any... yes. Callers' questions about police issues, open cases, public, quality of life issues. I really don't want to answer.
How do you feel about the note?
If anybody wants to address those questions, they should go through the proper channels.
I got you. Officer Dave, there's going to be a theater opening up. How do you feel about that? You need Joe Gnarly calling up?
Exactly. There you go.
All right.
So, but no, I've lived here all my life. So, since I was I was born.
Nice.
I actually lived in West Goshen, but
you and me both.
Great town to work in, and you know, it's a great town altogether.
Cool. Yes, it is.
Westchester should have a police academy. I was thinking about what you do with the all the buildings that are going to be opened up when they move the courthouse.
Yeah.
So why not open up a police academy in here? Perfect town for it.
Could they get that black guy, Michael Winslow, with the sound effects? Make it funny.
Helicopters.
Yeah. All right, good.
Steve Guttenberg.
Where's your
dig
cooler,
him up
Jack?
Wherever he's been.
Where's your cooler?
The cooler. It's actually that cooler
that
there. Yeah, we're all going to share.
You got like two beers in there.
We're all going to share, and we're going to drink out the little mouthpiece on it. No, it's actually one of those coolers like you would fill with liquid, and you use little Dixie cups and squeeze it, and it comes out. But my wife filled it up. She says she has 2 6-packs in there.
Okay,
really.
What are you going to drink?
These are 12-ounce cans, right?
Yes, 12-ounce cans of Natural Light.
They're nice.
Ew.
What? Is that the confiscated beer in Westchester?
There's the same amount of proof in light as there is in regular beer.
That's a question. I'm gonna go to Officer Dave with that.
No, they're usually like half a degree lower. Like if
I think
Regular beer is like 4. It would be like a 3.5.
Okay. I thought the regular beer is like 3. At least American beer is 3.2.
Right.
I used to be a bartender.
It's typically a little less.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Budweiser is probably has the most alcohol content for all the big name beers.
Oh, okay.
They're like the very popular brands.
Schlitz is coming back too, by the way. If you want to jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah, okay. If it's cheap, I will.
Yeah.
I mean, I drink Natural Light out of necessity because it's less expensive. For a little while, for a real short period of time, we went through a phase where we were getting Michelob Ultra because it had the lowest carbs and the lowest calories and so forth. And so my wife and I, you know, we're starting to get a little belly on each of us, me more so than her. But so we decided, oh yeah, we'll start drinking this. Well, it's $22.50 for a 30-pack, and so that lasted about a month. And then that's right about the same time gas went up to the $4 plus a gallon. So we had to, you know, you got to cut back somewhere. So we went to this. I used to drink Busch Light, which basically, if I had my druthers, I'd drink like Yingling Lager or maybe just plain old Busch. Plain old Budweiser or Bud Light.
He said Bush.
Yeah.
Drinking the Bush.
Yep, he did.
By the way,
yes.
We just had Dave the Like, I think that's his name, come in with he brought in some beers for Justin's engagement, a congratulation present. And he suggested that maybe you can sell a couple to Ray and Randy.
Yeah, why should you be happy?
I'm going to cry into mine.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, all right, then we're covered. We have plenty of beers in. And then, then I will drink the Natural Lights because that's what I'm used to drinking.
Okay.
You know, I didn't want to do this and go, yeah, we're going to have a drinking show. And then someone bring in, like, Hoffenreffer. You go, yeah, drink three of these. You know, Hoffenreffer is probably like 20% alcohol.
Yeah, but the fun part is when you got to figure out the concentration puzzle on the.
Yeah, yeah. That's oh, the yeah. Whole point of it. Yeah, those are those were fun when we were kids. Not that I would ever underage drink and ride my bicycle as a little young youth. But when we were kids, when we were 21, that's what we were getting. Okay, look. Oh, wow, they're big fancy beers.
Victory beers.
All right, you gentlemen can enjoy those.
That's local stuff. That's local beers.
Over in Downeytown, they're actually in the top 50. They've grown to one of the top 50 brewing companies in the country.
Really?
Okay.
Yes, wow.
Cool.
Right, and their beers, they're usually around like 7. Some of their beers are... go up as high as like 10% alcohol. So you may pay twice as much for a beer, but if you're in a rush to get drunk.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Very good. So I would prefer to just drink like Budweiser Light. And then, that's a little more expensive. So I went to Busch Light, which is made by Anheuser-Busch, and Budweiser is as well. And then Busch seemed to be getting a little expensive. So David X turned me on to Natural Light. He said, "Y'all realize there's a beer called Natural Light. It's like $13.99 for a 30-pack.
Yeah.
Maybe even cheaper than that. No, I think it's $12.99 for a 30-pack. Yeah, with the tax, it comes out to $14.51. And every beer distributor that's cool hands you back two quarters when you hand them a 15, a tenner and a five instead of handing you 49 cents.
Mm-hmm.
All the cool beer distributors hand you a quarter, two quarters back.
That's
you can buy. You can buy 2/3 of the Daily Local the next morning,
right?
And so it's $14.50 tax included for. I don't know why I'm doing a commercial for Natural Light.
Yeah,
for free.
Why are you?
I'm just explaining.
Say a beer.
Yeah, I'm just trying to explain what beers I'll be drinking. We'll weigh me as well to find out how much fat he weighs, and we'll measure my height. Jay was concerned about that. Like he said, what difference would that make? Now I seem to think. If someone were 6 foot tall, 200 pounds, and someone were 5 foot tall, 200 pounds, and they drank five beers each, the 6 foot tall guy would get more drunk. Is there any truth to that, Officer Dave?
I wouldn't say so.
You wouldn't?
It's all weight.
It's all weight and body mass, so forth.
Wouldn't that make your body mass greater if you were 5 foot tall, 200 pounds?
And I'm not a doctor, so I really don't know a whole lot about it.
I'm bursitis. What can I do?
I got this lump on my butt.
Yeah. You too?
Yeah. I'm really giving it to you. All right. There you go. Okay.
Oh, I lost it.
So we don't really know. Are your headphones cutting out? Yeah. We have the worst headphones.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Jay, vamp for a second. I'll fix up Officer Dave's.
By the way, that Victory beer, Michelle just
nice.
Held it up. That's 3.5% alcohol. That's pretty high. 5.3%. I transpose the numbers. 5.3%, yeah, it's a difference.
Wow.
Quite a difference. 5.3%, that's getting up there.
You said 3.5.
I said 3.5.
And through the glass of here.
Michelle raised up five fingers, and I knew right away
because
I saw the bottle, and I just transposed the numbers.
It reminded me of Ellen Stern. I myself am a Democrat.
Okay, she couldn't get the grammatical verb right.
You got to finally tune organization here, man. My earphones cut out, so he spit on the cord and plugged it back in. It works fine now.
Yeah, that's an HIV spit. Special mixture.
That's 5 years electronic school.
Yeah. Everything's clear, crystal clear now.
You don't want to see what happens when the mic goes out.
Yeah, that's right. You have to go to the bathroom
for
that.
For him to fix that one.
Yeah. All right. Good. All right. So maybe I should start drinking at like 10, because just so I'm not like completely ridiculous at noon.
I could have slept in then.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, all right. You guys could start. All right. You know what? I'll start. I'll start drinking. Why not? Because it's going to take me a little time to get. You know, I want to find out
up to speed.
Yeah. The goal is
first one's the hardest.
Yeah, it is. The goal is to find out. How many beers it'll take me to get to 0.08? That is the legal limit, correct, sir?
Correct.
Okay. If you're driving,
unless you're a juvenile.
Oh, okay. All
which right. would be an 0.02.
By the way,
really is pretty much zero tolerance
okay.
For underage.
All right. Yes, Jay.
When you're home, do you have a certain number of beers you buy? You drink?
No, I don't really keep track.
Never keep track. Okay.
No.
All of them.
until it's empty.
Yes.
Or fall down, whichever comes first.
Yeah. I don't really keep track. I just, you know, smash them up and put them in, like, we actually use a cat litter, one of those 38 pound cat litter things. And we throw them in there because the lid seals tight. And then you don't have, like, bugs and mice and stuff getting into the sticky beer smell.
Or the beer, yeah, right.
You don't have drunk mice running around the house pooping.
Yeah, right.
And then we take that out and throw it out in the recycle bucket out in the driveway later, you know.
Oh, okay.
So we're not just leaving all that sticky beer smell cans around, you know, to recycle.
Yeah, I know.
When you hippies
smell.
And you're recycling. Yeah, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on the air.
My feeling is you're going to be a gentler, kinder person in a while.
You think so?
And the listeners are all going to say, Randy, put a buzz on every day.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right.
Wait. Oh,
he left.
Okay. Call back. Hey, Tony, call back.
Yeah, Tony, call back.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Don't get so drunk that you want to vote for Obama.
Look at Jay with the jokes.
You got to give the people what they want, but don't forget about the sponsors.
Yes, that's right. Yes. All right, good.
I was going to reveal my identity, and Tony would pick up on it real quick. I just got to say one word to him, and I bet he'll know who it is.
Oh, really? There okay. All right. We'll go to is it okay if he uses your full
I don't
name?
Care
you don't
point.
Care? You
no.
sure?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we can stop that.
Oh, you he'll just know.
Okay.
Put it that way.
All right. So if he blurts out your name, I don't need to dive for the dump button, right?
Not really.
Okay. Up to you. Good morning, Tony. You're on with Officer Dave.
I'm back.
Hey, Tony, I'm going to say one word to you. Guess who it is.
I know who it is.
Oh, okay.
Would the first name be with an H?
No, my name's Dave. What do you mean H?
It's like Tony's had a couple
he's like six beers into it already.
I thought you were playing somebody else.
No. I was going to throw one word out to you. You'll know. You ready?
Go ahead.
Foxy.
Well, yeah, I figured that.
There you go.
But, you know, you also sound like Harry over the air.
Oh, well.
But I figured that's who it was.
Tony on that speaker found.
My name's Dave, and he goes, does your name start with an H? Yeah.
I could go out on a limb. I'd like to buy a vowel.
I thought you were giving him a fake name.
No.
All right.
Do you know who it is, then?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Okay.
Your name starts with an R.
Thank you, Dave. All right. Anything else, Tony?
No. Okay.
So you know who it is?
Yeah, I know who it is.
All right, good.
Because it was one of two, and I thought that's who it was, but then I thought, is he playing a game with me? That's why he said, who is it? Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
All right. Tony on like a speakerphone from 30 miles away.
He always says he's way too busy, and he's always got to go, but he calls in like 20 times.
Yeah, right. I'm very backed up here. It's like six guys waiting. They're all listening.
He cuts one hair and then he calls. Yeah. Then he cuts another hair and then he calls. The guy, it takes 4 hours to get a haircut.
Yeah. All right. Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Hey, Tony thinks you get gentler when you drink.
And what? All right. I'm holding on to my hat for this one.
Well, you do probably get a little gentler, but you get, like, sloppy.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Just so that everybody you know.
You get pretty silly.
Hey, Officer Dave, did you bring a bowl of soup in with you at all?
I did not. Why?
All right, because Randy has likes to put his face in that when he gets too drunk.
Okay.
And
you should
also,
see the
I got,
look on his face right now.
I got another question for Officer Dave. Do you remember Randy's sister?
I do, Sue.
What
actually, I did find my yearbook
best.
And I brought it in.
Huh?
I did find my yearbook and I brought it in.
What'd you think of her? Wow. Can you even imagine that Randy's related to her?
That is rather unusual. Yeah.
He didn't do too bad.
Randy's a good looking broad.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You should see David X says he's hot in a skirt.
Oh, really? Okay.
And Beth hasn't Sue hasn't changed much since then and now.
Yeah, she's a good looking bro.
Are you married?
She was actually a who?
You?
No.
There you go. Is Sue still married, Randy?
I don't know if I can comment on that. I'm not sure what.
Maybe you can give Officer Dave Sue's phone number.
We'll see. All right, thank you.
She's a piece of ass, Officer Dave.
Thank you for your colorful language.
She was actually a homecoming queen candidate.
Yes, she was. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Homecoming queen.
All right, goodbye. Ridiculous.
To Randy. Oh,
I just can't resist the urge.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get this party started, man.
All right. Yo. Let's get this party going. Yeah,
keep
boy.
Keep the people in suspense.
All right. You know what would be one of my favorite things to do is drink a beer and listen to tapes of the show while Jay does the news.
Okay.
So now it's going to happen live.
Okay. I don't have a lot of stories of that.
You better find some.
Michelle, you want to go get some stories?
You better go out and find some, Jay. All right, you better find shocking stories with things that I can rant on. What do you mean the goddamn taxes are going up? The school teachers make $100,000 a year. You better have stories like that, Jay. All right.
Well, it was a slow news day, and they couldn't come up with shocking news just because you were getting drunk.
Okay. All right. All right, Jay's going to find some news. It's always exciting.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind, Justin, could you please grab me one of those? And if you gentlemen would like some natural lights,
well, don't you take the breathalyzer first?
Oh yeah. Good job, Jay. That's why you're here.
I never even see one of those machines. What do they look like?
Yeah, let's see what that looks like. Oh, look at that.
Let me look.
Okay, Jay's going to come over and take a peek. Come on over, Jack. You big dope. Jay's coming in the room. Officer Dave is taking out the breathalyzer. There's a bunch of, like, sterile little tubes. And yeah, I guess you stick the tube in there.
And these are calibrated every, I think it's every 90 days.
Okay.
So the last time this was calibrated was on the 8th.
Now that's more recent.
A month ago.
Than the parking meters have been calibrated, so Mike Norley brought that up. All right, thank you, Justin. Bringing in some beers. And let me announce officially that I am going. All right, Jay, don't turn it off, Mike. Jay, off, Mike. Ridiculous. Let me let everyone know I am officially turning over my chief engineer duties to Jay now. Jay is now the chief engineer throughout the rest of the program. All right, go in there by the powers vested in me by the FCC and be the chief engineer. All right. I'm signing out as chief engineer on this broadcast and handing over those duties to Jay. Jay, a more experienced engineer over there. He drives a train better than anyone.
Right.
Okay.
Did you want to weigh yourself first?
Yeah, let's weigh my fat ass.
Yeah, right. You know what? I forgot the, I didn't forget it. I left it in the truck, so I got to go.
What's that?
The height weight chart, or the weight chart.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
I'll
okay.
get that at the break.
Okay, yeah, okay. yeah. We'll do a break at 9:30. And for now, I'll do a weight thing, okay?
Okay.
Where's the scale?
There's a bathroom scale. It's in the studio. It's in like a Walmart bag over there.
You went out and bought one?
No. We had one. We had one in stock. All right, cool. So we're going to give a little, we're going to weigh me. Thank you. Very nice. You smack on that, and it goes out to 000.
There you go.
All right. And we stand on here. I won't be able to hold on to the mic, so I'll yell, Jay. I'll yell into the mic.
All right.
Let the record show he's 184.
All right, there you go. Yes, 184.8. We can even say 185.
Well, that'll work.
All right, cool. All right, very good. The record show, I weigh 185 pounds. Okay. You writing that down, Jay?
Yeah.
In case I forget when I'm all hammered. Okay. I have shoes on, so I guess you could say 184. Whatever. It's fine. Let's not split hairs.
Yeah.
All right. And
if you're going to be drunk, you're going to be drunk with your shoes on.
You're right.
Not necessarily.
Unless I'm on the show Cops, then I'd have one of those wife beater shirts on.
Hey, unless you're one of those stinky hippies.
Yes.
Yes, unless I'm one of those stinky hippies, which should be rounded up and arrested.
All right. And let's find a... The tape measure. Michelle, you know the little desk out there that has like hammers and crap in it around that pole that holds up the second floor, or maybe it's a drain pipe that's surrounded by something out there. In that top drawer, there's a real nice tape measure. It's a real high quality one. There you go. There you go. Yep. It's like the nicest tape measure you can buy. Surprised I haven't taken it and replaced it with a junky one. For some reason, Jay has a real high-quality tape measure. Okay, if we could get a height measurement. This might seem a little funny. Just he's touching me. And
head back. 70, we'll go with 70 and a half inches.
So was that 5'10 and a half?
That's right.
5'10 and a half, Jay, if you could please write that down, sir.
I didn't know they stacked poo that high.
How long have you been waiting to crank that one out?
7 minutes.
Oh, geez, Lois, how long have you been waiting to crank that one out? The most important thing, a clean bill of health. Oh, geez, Lois, how long you been waiting to crank that one out, that little gem out?
All right, you ready?
Okay, so, yeah, all right, how's this work now?
Well, I push down on a button. It reads triple zeros, correct?
Okay, yes, yes.
Now, what I'm going to ask you to do, I'll push the set button.
Okay.
And you're going to just blow through the tube like you're blowing up a balloon.
Okay.
And it should register all zeros, and we'll go from there.
All right, cool. All right. Very good. I'm going to take a breathalyzer now.
All right.
What? Okay, it doesn't take as long as
you're hired.
Well done, sir.
Triple zeros. You're good to go.
I'm hired.
I don't get it.
Well, Barney, what he means is...
All right.
Okay.
So, hey, Jay, what we're going to do is we're going to keep track of how many does throughout... a certain time period. So
okay.
We'll go through an hour, and if he's had three, we'll test you after an hour.
Okay.
Okay.
Or four, however many you
can. Okay.
You can down.
All right.
However many you can choke down at stuff at first thing in the morning.
I'm not going to do like rip cords, you know.
I understand.
Yeah. All right.
No, we don't want to.
There we go.
That's
sound the effect. Sound. Yeah.
There you go.
I should record that. I could use it later. Like the grease man. It's time for the Schnarlinsy. All right, he would have like a sound effect of a martini at the end of his stupid show. It's time for martini. Yeah. All right, here we go. Oh, you want a drum roll out there, Michelle producing? All right, okay. And now this is the official experiment. It's a community service that we're doing here. In all seriousness, I know we're yucking it up and having some fun, but this is truly so people know. Westchester is a town full of bars. Perhaps maybe you had a DUI once before in your life and you found it was expensive, but you didn't lose your life. You didn't lose your freedom and go to jail or anything, but you might have lost your license for 30 or 60 days or 15 days or something wacky like that. I did some community service, put some books away in the library for 100 hours, whatever you had to do. And maybe that was 6 years ago, and you're like, I'll meet the fellas after work. We'll have a couple beers. And two turns into four, and four turns into six. And you drive home, you have the bulb on your license plate is burned out, and you don't even know it. You're driving along, you get pulled over for that, and the officer says, have you been drinking? Because you stink. And the next thing you know, you could wind up spending at least the weekend in jail. Okay? It's not the officer's fault. He's trying to save you. You'd be the same one mad at him if your daughter or something got killed by a drunk. So there you go. So... here's to it. Let's find out how many beers it takes to get to 0.08. And here's the sound of me drinking. Mother's milk. It's horrible.
Mother's milk. It's horrible.
It's the worst. This is crappy beer.
Mother's milk. He must have been a happy baby.
Yeah. All right, good. Okay, Jay. You're going to do my favorite thing? You're going to do the news while I drink?
Okay.
It's just like being at home.
Oh, we got it. It's
just like being at home listening to a tape of the show.
Okay.
It's the best. I listen. What did you bring in? Look at that. That. Oh, wow.
It's mimosas.
Wow. Justin just.
That worked well on radio.
Yeah, Justin opened up a bottle. He did it with the Lufkin tape measure. And he popped it open. Like, you can do that with a Bic lighter or whatever.
I didn't just learn to write in college.
Yeah.
I learned science, too.
Nice. Yeah, fulcrum.
Physics.
You learn more out of class than you do in.
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Hey, you want to hear something funny?
Go right ahead.
Well, you know, Michelle said Jay's going to do the news now.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, it lasts through the whole show. And she said he doesn't last that long.
Yeah.
And then she was laughing about it.
I heard her cackling out there.
Viagra, Jay.
Yeah.
can last up to 4 hours. Hey, Officer Dave, maybe you could tell us, like, the funniest story you had with a drunk driver. I'm sure you see some funny guys out there, don't you?
Actually, the most recent one, which is disturbing, to say the least. 2 weeks ago, we got a call.
I'll hang up. You can keep talking.
Okay.
We got a call for a subject passed out behind the wheel of a car. It was on Copeland School Road and down by Guthrie. And when I pulled up, he was literally drooling into his shirt with a car running. He just pulled over, and the guy that called it in was behind him. And I waited for police arrival, and he said nobody else got out of the car. And when I approached him and got him out of the car, he literally fell on the pavement. And I had to call an ambulance.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what his BAC was when he came
out? 0.329.
4.9.
Oh, wow.
4.9.
That's what killed Bonham. Killed Bonham.
Like, at a 4.9, how would you even comprehend getting on the wheel of a car? It was bad.
Wow.
It was really bad.
Oh.
That guy's a high tolerance.
Yeah. I tried to ask him just the simplest of questions. I asked him if he knew where he was. He said he was at the shore.
Really?
And when I asked him what year it was, he said 1992.
He must have been having a good time wherever he was.
Yeah.
It's senior week. All right. Hey, Homer, do the high dive.
Oh, man.
I watch True TV once in a while. They have those. I don't know if you ever watch it, but they have where they film stop drunk drivers, and they give all kinds of excuses. It's kind of pretty funny.
Mm. All right. Any examples, Johnny?
No, I can't remember any. Sorry. I should have one ready when I saw that, said that.
Douchebag.
I'm just breaking your chops, Jack.
I know.
All right. Everyone loves Jack. I love you, man.
You're right.
Two sips of beer.